You are tuned to WMRW LP Warren, independent as a hog on ice, freeform, community access radio broadcasting on 94.5 FM, streaming at WMRW.org.
The following program presents the views of its participants and producers. It does not necessarily represent the views of WMRW or its license holder, Rootswork.
Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it is time for Amy's Kids Show. And today is episode number 178. Number 178, and today we are going to continue the theme that we have been on for the past couple of episodes, because this is just such a big, an important thing to celebrate. And you know, here on Amy's Kids Show, we love to celebrate everybody. And today, our special guest is going to be a revolutionary farming son from the United Kingdom. Yes, there is a farming revolution going on over the ocean right now in the United Kingdom. There is a farming revolution, and this farming revolution is all about the two most important things to farmers, right? The two things they love most. Well, after feeding us, of course. Farmers love to feed people. But after that, what is super, super important so that they can accomplish their first goal of feeding us? Well, farmers love their families. They love children. They love helping the next generation learn to be farmers. So farmers love their families. And what's the other thing that they love just as much? Their land. The land where they are farming, because of course we know that farmers could not make the food that we all need and that we count on them for if they don't have land to farm on, right? So there is a farming revolution going on over in the United Kingdom right now, because right now there is something called an inheritance tax. And what you kids out there just need to know is it's a tax. It's a tax from the government that makes it harder for farmers to pass their farms on to their children. To their children who want to farm. And that's what our friend here from across the ocean, who lives over in the United Kingdom, he's going to tell us today in our first song, in our first shout out, in our first dance tune, which is of course how we love to start Amy's Kids Show. There is a dance tune just about this exact situation, this farming revolution, and about what the kids have to say about it. This next song brings a message from a farmer's son. What's he saying? He's saying, I want to be a farmer like my dad. My family's been farming here for over a century. Let us have access to our land, folks. Let us pass the farms on to our kids. Let's get rocking, folks. It's a revolution, and you're invited.
From my son, I wanna be a farmer. my dad. But his armor wants to take our land. Your government will crumble, but the damage will be done. You're gonna get burned when you fly too close to the sun. Watch out, Starmer. They promise change, but it's all the same. They're selling us out for power and fame. They say they care, but it's all a lie. Sitting back and watching while agriculture slowly dies. I wanna be a farmer like my dad. But his summer wants to take our land. Our family's been farming for more than a century. How is it fair to take my choices away from me? Back off, Starmer.
I wanna be a farmer like my dad. But Keir Starmer wants to take our land.
You know, it's simple. All we want to do is farm. Take our land away for whatever reason, we can't. No land, no food.
I wanna be a farmer like my dad. But Keir Starmer wants to take our land. Your government will crumble, but the damage will be done. You gotta get burned when you fly too close to the sun. Back off, Starmer. Back off, Starmer. Back off, Starmer. I wanna be a farmer.
I wanna be a farmer. Oh, sorry, I wanna be a star.
1, 2, 3. I wanna be a farmer like my dad.
One, two, three.
I want to be a...
Oh, no.
Hey, my wagon banging. It's so high maintenance, but it works good enough to put my grain in. Pull down to the yard to put some seed in. End up working on a leaky hose that's bleeding. And maybe someday after I get paid, I can treat myself to an upgrade. Ay, but for now, yeah, we seeding those wheat fields on a late night. Got that Kansas sunset and my favorite pet, planting soybeans and the corn too. More seeds, what I need. Yo, I got you. Drinking that water from my farm jugs. Sweat sweating in my t-shirt, squishing them bugs. Eating minivan meals in the field, what a sight. Hey, that's how we do. Farming like.
Farming like.
Don't need no X9 to have a good time. I got my 7720, it does just fine. Don't need no heated shop to raise my next crop. I'm content with some dents and no payments. And maybe someday when I get paid, I can treat myself to an upgrade. Ay, but for now, yeah, we come on in Milo on a date night. Got that Kansas sunset and my favorite pet, cutting soybeans and the corn too. Full bin grain cart, yo, I got you. Drinking that water from my farm jugs. Sweat sweating in my sweatshirt, checking them lugs. Eating pickup bed meals in the field, what a sight. Hey, that's how we do, farming like.
My old ripped blue jeans with the pliers dirty. Country kisses in the pasture under skies pretty. The smell of fresh cut alfalfa and the summer breeze. Oil grease, Milo dust, now I gotta sneeze.
On the farm we've been raising your food now. Crops and animals create products and chow.
How? We've been farming like doing chores on a great night. Got that Kansas sunset and my favorite pet, mixing silage and the hay too. More feeds what I need. Yo, I got you on those waters with my farm jugs. Freeze freezing in my coveralls, loving my hugs from my family as I think about how much I love this life. Hey, that's how we do farming like.
Well, folks, we are here on Amy's Kids Show, out in the wheat field, because we are bringing people together like we always do on Amy's Kids Show. And today, it's pretty amazing. We are bringing wheat farmers from Kansas together with wheat farmers from Ireland. Can you believe it? An Irish farmer named George is going to be up here in a minute telling us about that, about what it's like to grow wheat. And this is just amazing because when we get farmers together, boy, they might have a lot of different ideas, right? They all have different ways of doing things because they all have different places where they farm and different situations that they have to deal with, right? So they get really, really creative. And a lot of that creativity, right, needs to have freedom. We have to have freedom if we're going to be creative, basically, right? And so there are a lot of farming revolutions going on all the time because, as we learned in the American Revolution, here in America, when we revolted and won our freedom from Britain, we did that because the pressures on us that were keeping us from being able to live the way we knew we had to live to be healthy were getting too great. When those pressures get too great and it's too hard to live our lives and be free and do the things we know we need to do, well, then it's time for a revolution. And luckily, the revolutions I'm talking about, these farming revolutions, they're peaceful revolutions. Those are the best kind, right? I mean, you're hearing today how some of these farmers are fighting this revolution. They're making music videos. They're teaching their kids. They're out there in the fields doing what they know is right. That's how they're revolting. That's how the revolution is happening in the best way possible, the healthiest way possible. And there are a couple of revolutions going on here in our country. And I did a little shout out in that last song. It was about fixing tractors. Did anybody catch that? Fixing tractors has to be a big part of what you like to do if you're going to be a farmer, because things are always breaking on the farm, whether it's the tractor, the fence needs mending, right? The hogs got out. We got to get them back in. There are always problems to fix. And I thought that our friends, the farmers over there in the United Kingdom who were celebrating today because they're fighting that inheritance tax that's making it so hard for them to pass their farms on to their kids, I thought maybe they could take some inspiration from American farmers, because American farmers actually just won a very important revolution here in the United States. They won back the right to fix their tractors. If you can believe it or not, some companies tried to tell them that they couldn't fix their tractors anymore. Well, they had a peaceful revolution. They made sure that everybody knew what a big problem that would be and how completely unfair it was. And they won it, right? They won their right to fix their tractors back again. So that's what farmers have to do a lot of the time, stand up to things like taxes and things like unfair rules that make it hard for them to do what they do best, which is making healthy soil. Healthy soil makes healthy plants. Healthy plants make healthy animals. And we are healthier too when we have healthy farms. Let's celebrate that dirt beneath our feet. What is it exactly?
Soil is the loose material that covers the Earth's surface. In most parts of the world, land is covered by soil. You can think of soil as the living skin of the earth. It gives plants the nutrients they need to grow. And plants give people and animals food to live. Soil also provides building materials, homes for animals, and things we use every day. Soil is not just dirt. It is an important natural resource that provides the foundation for life on Earth. Soil is made of rocks, decayed plants and animals, air, and water. Let's first look at rocks. Through a process called weathering, big rocks break down into smaller and smaller pieces, eventually becoming part of soil. Soil does not form in a day. It can take hundreds of years. Wind, water, and extreme hot and cold temperatures cause rocks to break down over time. The pieces of rock are transported from one place to another through erosion. But wait, soil is not just tiny rocks. It is also made up of decayed plants and animals called humus. Humus is made from things that were once alive, like leaves that fall from a tree. The dead leaves decay or break down and become part of the soil, giving it nutrients. Humus is a dark color and is found on the ground's surface. There are three layers of soil. The topsoil is the top layer where plants grow, and it is only a few inches thick. Humus is part of the topsoil. The middle layer is the subsoil, and it is a combination of soil and rocks. Bedrock is the bottom layer that is made up of many layers of rock. How soil looks and feels tells us about its properties. Is it good for growing plants? How much air and water does it hold? To answer these questions, let's start with soil types. There are three types of soil: sand, silt, and clay. Soil comes from tiny pieces of weathered rock. The difference between soil types is the size of the rock particles. Sand has the largest particles. It feels rough and gritty. Sandy soil has air spaces between the grains of sand. The air space lets water drain through sand quickly. A sand castle washes away in the tide because sand does not hold on to a lot of water. Silt has medium-sized particles. It feels smooth when wet. Silt particles hold on to more water than sand. A bird's footprint sticks to silty soil because silt does not drain as much water. Clay has the smallest particles. It feels sticky when wet and hard when dry. The small rock particles pack tightly together, holding the most water, but there is little space for air. The water helps clay keep its shape, so it is used to make pottery. What is the best type of soil for growing plants? Sand does not hold enough water for most plants to grow. Clay holds water, but does not contain the air that plants need. The best soil for growing plants is called loam, and it is a mixture of sand, silt, clay, and humus. Humus is made of decaying plants and animals. It adds nutrients to soil and gives it a darker color. The combination of soil and humus makes loam the best soil for growing plants because it has the perfect amount of air, water, and nutrients. Plants get the food and water they need to grow from soil. Plants absorb food called nutrients from their roots. Besides providing food and water, soil helps plants stand tall by holding their roots in place. When roots take hold in the ground, they keep soil from washing away. For example, tree roots prevent soil erosion by reaching deep and holding soil together. Farmers want to plant their crops in the best soil with the most nutrients. To prepare soil for planting seeds, a farmer uses a tractor to till the soil. Tilling mixes up the topsoil so the nutrients are near the surface. Crops grow in different types of soil. Rice grows in soil with clay that holds a lot of water. Pineapple grows in sandy soil, and carrots grow best in a mixture of soils. Topsoil, where plants grow, is a precious natural resource because it takes a long time for rocks to become soil. Farmers try to conserve the topsoil by rotating the kinds of crops they plant and by controlling irrigation so soil doesn't wash away. When crops are harvested, the farmer lets the plants left behind decay and become part of the soil again, giving back nutrients.
Well, folks, soil, the dirt beneath our feet. Well, that is one of the things that farmers love and care for, right? They really love and care for that soil because the whole health of everything they grow on their farm has to do with that soil health. So we are shouting out to farmers today and how important they are, how important it is that they can access that land, that soil, so that they can take good care of it. We have a little shout out here to the United Kingdom, where there is a farming revolution going on. We are going to go to a grain field with George, the Irish farmer. He's going to explain to us more about this soil health and how animals and plants and farmers and children and everyone comes together to make healthy food for all of us to eat. It's a beautiful thing, guys, and I'm so glad that you are part of it with me. Let's keep celebrating.
George explores the grain chain with support from farmers and millers across the UK.
You all right? Wheat is one of the most important grains we use, so it's definitely going in my grain chain project. If we're going to find out more, I better get down to a farm that grows wheat. Come on, I know where to find some. Wheat grows best in places with good, rich soils, like they have in the east of England, where it gets a bit more sun in the summer and a bit less rain too. That's why you find loads of farms around here with large fields for growing wheat. But it doesn't grow itself. First, the farmers have to plough their fields to prepare the soil for the seeds. And this all starts in the autumn. This plough squashes all the weeds and rubbishy plant debris into the soil, where they rot down to make nutrients for the next crop. Once that's done, it's then time to get sowing. Quite quickly, the new wheat grows slowly over and can look a bit like a field of grass. Look out for wheat fields if you're in the countryside in the autumn. You can tell your mum or dad that it's not a field of grass. It's a field of bread! Well, sort of. If we speed through to spring, this is when, with a good supply of water, sunlight and warmth, our little wheat seeds will be growing nice and big. If you do a good job, they'll grow up to 60 centimetres tall. Farmers also use something called fertiliser to help this process. Phew! It's really, really incredibly smelly. Fertiliser is full of useful things that crops need to grow. With chemicals like nitrogen, phosphate and potassium, it can be artificially made, but quite often farmers use organic fertiliser, like manure. That's poo to you and me. It's pretty stinky stuff, but it's a great way to give the plants all the important things they need to grow. And once they're all growing up, by June, at the top of each stalk you'll see... the ear! That's the nice feathery bit at the top. They're not ears like yours or mine. A wheat ear is the part that contains the grain, and each ear will contain around 50 grains. An amazing fact is that it takes 350 ears to make just one loaf of bread. Sounds like it's time to harvest. The ears have got nice and fat and ready for the next step on the grain chain. And I'm ready for something to eat. This project doesn't half build up an appetite. Let's get back to the kitchen. I think it's ready. Check this out. I've just made some soda bread. It's a traditional Irish bread and really easy to make. Instead of using yeast to help the bread rise, to make soda bread, you use, well, soda. Soda is an alkali that, when combined with acid, produces carbon dioxide and tiny fizzy bubbles. Soda bread is normally made with wholemeal flour, but I've made mine with white flour and added some raisins in as an experiment. And even though it looks a bit different to other bread, all flat, round and heavy, it's delicious. See you soon.
George explores the grain chain with support from farmers and millers across the UK.
Lately I've been planting seed, dreaming about the people we could feed. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say, grow more crops, be honest, we'll be farming hard. Yeah, we'll be farming hard. Farmer's life is a dirty grind. Work the cattle, plant the line, and I face the hungry. Feed the world is on our mind. Sold, did the cow get sold? Son, have the crops turned gold? Some don't like it when we're bold. Gonna do this till I'm old. Cause I feel something so right doing the farm thing. And I feel something so strong doing the right thing. I couldn't lie. Cause farm feeds makes me come. Lately I've been planting seed, dreaming about the people we could feed. Baby, I've been playing hard. Say grow more crops, be honest, we'll be farming hard. Lately I've been planting seed, dreaming about the people we could feed. Baby, I've been playing hard. Say grow more crops, be honest, we'll be farming hard. Corn was high and the yield is good. Prayed all season that it would. Mother Nature had her turn. Fight the weather, watch and learn. So did the cow get sold, son? Have the crops turned gold? Some don't like it when we're bold. Gonna do this till I'm old. Cause farm feeds makes me come alive. Lately I've been planting seed, dreaming about the people we could feed. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say grow more crops, be honest, we'll be farming hard. Lately I've been planting seed, dreaming about the people we could feed. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say grow more crops, be honest, we'll be farming hard. Oh no, take that.
that crop and watch it turn. Now we'll believe the lessons you'll learn. Take that crop and watch it turn. Now we'll believe the lessons you'll learn. Take that crop and watch it turn. Now we'll believe the lessons you'll learn. Take that crop and watch it turn. Now we'll believe the lessons you'll learn. Everyone our farm feeds
makes me wanna thrive.
Lately I've been planting seeds, dreaming about the people we could feed. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say, grow more crops, be honest, we'll be farming hard. Lately, I've been planting seeds, dreaming about the people we could feed. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say, grow more crops, be honest, we'll be farming hard.
Take that cup and watch it turn. Now we'll believe the lessons you'll learn. Take that cup and watch it turn. Now we'll believe the lessons you'll learn. Take that cup and watch it turn. Now we'll believe the lessons you'll learn. Take that cup and watch it turn. Now we'll believe the lessons you'll learn.
Well, folks. See, farmers thrive on feeding people. That is just what makes them happy. That's what they love. And that's why they also love their families who are learning to farm alongside them and can carry on the tradition. They love the land that they grow the food on, right? They need healthy soil, so they learn all about that. And we are celebrating here today on Amy's Kids Show this farming revolution that is happening. And it turns out there are actually two simultaneous farming revolutions that are happening at the same time right now. And sometimes people get confused about which one I'm talking about. So let's be clear. First, there was this chemical revolution. We could call it the chemical farming revolution. And that's been happening lately, and that's been putting a lot of pressure on farmers to buy more chemicals, to have to buy seeds made out of genetically modified organisms. And there's been a big rush in this chemical revolution to put more chemicals on our soil, on our plants to kill the bugs, and in our animals, putting chemicals in our animals. So folks have been a little worried about this kind of chemical revolution. And so in response to that, there's been this second kind of farming revolution, and that's the one I'm celebrating here today. And this kind of farming revolution wants to return to what works, right? To growing real whole food from healthy, rich soils, which we've been learning about today. What is soil? What is it made out of? And how do farmers actually help the soil, help grow soil? You can literally grow soil that is healthy. And the way that you do that is with a diversity of plants. You want to have lots of kinds of plants, which means you need to have lots of seeds, different kinds of seeds, not just one kind of seed that everybody's growing, but different seeds. And you need things like manure, organic fertilizer, right? Which comes from where? Where does manure come from, guys? From the animals. So we need animals on the farm. So this is the second kind of revolution that we are celebrating here today. And I know that sometimes it gets confusing when the same words are used to describe different things. Doesn't that get confusing? That confuses me all the time. And so when I was looking for farming revolution music for my radio show here today, I found this amazing song. This is a little shout out to my parents, who I think are listening today. I was talking with my mom and dad yesterday, and they were mentioning how much they love football. They love football. Does anybody else out there love football? Well, if you love football the way my parents love football, then I bet you know all sorts of football lingo, right? The vocabulary that football fanatics, football fans use to describe all the plays that the players make on the field, right? The football players go out on the football field and they do plays and things. And there's this whole lingo, language, vocabulary that I actually don't know much about. But when I found this song, this is a great song, and it is about how the football lingo can be used, the same words, the same language can be used to describe what? Well, farming, of course. Who knew that farmers can use the same lingo as football players? So for all of you folks out there who maybe don't know much about farming, but you do know a lot about football, well, this song is a shout out to you because I think you're going to really enjoy and come to understand better what it means to be a farmer. Because, of course, if we're going to keep growing food for everyone out there, then we definitely need more farmers. That's how we make the math work, right? Farmers have to do a lot of math. They have to do a lot of math to make sure that at the end of the day, they have enough food for their animals, they have enough water for everything to grow, and that they have enough money to pay their taxes and other expenses, which is kind of what the farmers are all revolting about over there in the United Kingdom, right? Those taxes that make it so difficult. And so farmers have to do a lot of math. And so if we do a little math right now, I love math. Anybody else out there like math? If we think about how many farmers it takes to grow our food, okay? So one of the great things about things like the chemical revolution and other farming revolutions is they've made it possible for one farmer to grow enough food to feed 80 people or more, maybe even 100 people by now, right? One farmer can grow enough food for 100 people. Well, it has not always been that way. See, back in the 1700s, one farmer could only feed three people. Three people way back 300 years ago. And in the 1860s, when we had the Civil War, one farmer could feed five people. That's the kind of farm Abraham Lincoln was working on with his dad, right? Him and his dad could grow enough food for five people. Well, that's not very many, right? So to go from five people to 100 people for each farmer, that's very efficient. So if we're going to move to farms that maybe have a little bit more more rotation involved, more diversity, they're going to have different plants growing next to each other. They're going to rotate the farm fields. They're going to plant different things at different times and bring those cows and different animals like yaks out into the field and let them stomp around and drop some manure and chew off the blades of grass so they grow back even better. If we're going to do all of that, then one farmer may not be able to grow food for 100 people. So what does that mean, folks? Does that mean we can't do it? Well, no, it just means if you do the math, we have a simple solution, guys. We have the best solution. In fact, it involves you out there and it involves me right here. We are the solution because if we are going to grow enough food for everybody, but each farmer is going to grow just a little bit less food than they do now because they're going to be doing it in such a healthy, amazing way that's so great for everybody. Well, all we need is what? More farmers. That's all we need. I love that solution, don't you? Well, maybe you want to join the team. That's what I'm working on here on Amy's Kids Show today. I'm trying to get y'all out there to join the farming team. Let's go. Let's go.
Farming and football. Farming and football. I bounce through the field like a fullback taking a pounding. Placing the seeds in the soil, call that intentional grounding. Killing weeds, lay them down so they die quick. They make me mad and so I hit them with a hit stick.
so many choices to make. Like I'm running the option, making sure new strategies have been part of my team's adoption. Whether faking me out like it's a play action, I need the D-line to help me gain some traction.
No days off, working hard in the heat and cold. I feed my cattle daily, yeah, my bunk is like a Super Bowl. The risks I take each day can sometimes be alarming. Sometimes it feels like a gamble to me, fantasy farming.
Markets going up and down like a crowd doing the wave. Even when times are tough, I must suit up each day.
Still, I feel this job provides me with the joy I need.
Feels like a touchdown when I add that perfect dab of feed.
Farming and football.
Yeah, we don't get headlines and you won't see highlights of us at 10.
Farming and football.
But that don't mean the similarities between the two are pretend.
Farming and football.
There are some things you get to live with and some things you can't live without.
Farming and football.
Listen and we'll tell you about it.
5 generations strong. Time of possession. I'm out here picking corn like I'm running back an interception.
I pull a wide receiver to plant the tight end. With each completed pass comes better field position.
I bring cattle in motion. First down is me. Sometimes you have to take the sack of feet. Chopping silage, chopping feet. You can't call us slackers. Driving up on that pile like we're the Packers.
I make precise cuts over straight lines. Running top speed in the combine. Harvest is the goal, it's the end zone. All the work put in is like the seed sown.
I work with my family, take care of what I have.
Remember where it comes from, and for that be glad.
Money, fame, that is not why I put on my gloves. I play this game, do my job,
cause it's what I love.
Farming and football.
Yeah, we don't get headlines and you won't see highlights of us at 10.
Farming and football.
But that don't mean the similarities between the two are pretend.
Farming and football.
There are some things you get to live with and some things you can't live without.
Farming and football.
Listen and we'll tell you about it.
It's game day, time to drop the tailgate. Family atmosphere, just like at K-State. Everybody who eats a grilled burger confection. It is about time we make the farm connection.
Fries, burgers, pickles, lettuce, onions, buns, cheese, ketchup, mustard, corn, beans, chicken, pork, all of these. Fuel, drinks, turf, leather, jersey, shoes, money paid. A farm, a field, a farmer, that is how these things are made.
If we took half the admiration that we give to players and gave it up instead to all the lifesavers, we could thank the ones who help us receive what we need. These people are essential. Call them the MVP.
Enjoy the game, enjoy the food, enjoy the celebration.
But remember the O-line of this great nation.
We don't get credit and we often stay behind the scenes.
But football starts with those who wearing dirty jeans.
We will
trust me, now go and visit a farm. They live there in peace each day. These mishaps they face, utter disgrace. Somebody needs to know the true story today.
We will milk cows.
Seven days a week. Matthew.
Good morning.
Barley.
Traco.
It's the weekend. You gotta clean it up for the weekend.
Folks, I do love bread. I don't know if you love bread out there or maybe some other things that farmers grow for us, right? But we have been celebrating here today on Amy's Kids Show. We have been celebrating farmers, and a bunch of them just so happen to be wheat farmers. We brought together some wheat farmers. We love to bring people together here on Amy's Kids Show. You never know who you're going to meet here and who we're going to be celebrating, right? So we celebrated U.S. wheat farmers. We celebrated farmers from the United Kingdom. We met two of them, actually, today. We met a son who's worried that he won't be able to inherit his family farm, that he won't be able to be a farmer like his dad, right? And then we also met George, an Irish farmer, who explained how wheat is grown and turned into bread, which is really, really, really delicious. I mean, that is the whole point of farming, right, is feeding people. And that's what farmers love to do. And they also love their families, who are a big part of the farm work that they do. And they love their land, the soil that they're on, right? We learned all about farmers and how much they love those things and how that brings them together. And you know how we love to bring people together? Well, this time of year on Amy's Kids Show, I usually usually would have a visitor from outer space come visit because the cosmic cats particularly enjoy this time of year, it turns out, and they tend to visit me. And as I was getting ready for the show about celebrating farmers, it kept popping into my mind that wouldn't it be fantastical if we could have a creature from outer space come here during my show and tell us what they thought it was like here, right? The things that we do on Earth, like eat bread. Wouldn't it be cool to find out what a space creature would think? And I don't know if you guys caught it, but in that last shout out to bread, we did have a space creature come visit. I mean, I was just so surprised. I was surprised to find out that my wish of having a space creature had actually come true. And I don't know if you caught that, but you can always go back and hear previous episodes of Amy's Kids Show if you go on my website, amyvt.com. You could listen again in case you missed the space creature reference. But anyway, that was just an extra, because what we're doing today is celebrating farmers first and foremost. All those folks who step up to say, wait, not so fast. Have you thought of doing it this way? Right? We need all the special talents to come to the table. We need all the farmers from all their different fields to come in, come to the table. Let's talk. Let's make things better for everybody, because we love you, we love farmers, and you're all the greatest.
Simple. All we want to do is farm. Take our land away for whatever reason, we can't. No land, no food.
I want to be a farmer.